This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden is Tuesday, and candidates are getting ready. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal prep, while Joe Biden has been holding mock debate sessions with a Trump stand-in. Actually, in previous years, the stand-in substitutes have actually donned a Trump costume, but not this time. He's only representing the Republicans' style and expected strategy. The 90-minute debate, moderated by Fox News host Chris Wallace, is the first of three scheduled presidential debates. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, will also debate in October. I'm Julie Walker.
An extensive newspaper report claims U.S. President Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will all be revealed, end quote, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
Azerbaijani and Armenian forces battled for a second day Monday after dozens were killed in an outbreak of heavy fighting that has raised fears of an all-out war between the longtime enemies. The countries have been locked in a territorial dispute over the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh for decades, with deadly fighting flaring up earlier this year and in 2016. This is VOA News. Jihadists have attacked a convoy of a regional governor in Nigeria's restive northeast just 2 days after a similar ambush targeting him left 30 dead, two security sources said this Monday. Fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province, a splinter group of the Boko Haram jihadist group, opened fire Sunday on the convoy of Borno's state governor near the town of Baga on the shores of Lake Chad, they said. Some 100,000 protesters gathered in Belarus's capital Sunday for the 50th day of protest against President Alexander Lukashenko, some of them wearing crowns and capes to mock the president's 26 years in power. The protest began in August after Lukashenko won a sixth term of office in a disputed election. Official results gave him 80% of the vote, while his closest challenger got less than 10%, despite apparently robust support. Lukashenko was inaugurated in a secretive ceremony last week. The European Union and the United States both issued statements that they did not recognize his legitimacy. A mayor in southern Romania grabbed a landslide election victory despite dying of coronavirus days earlier, local reports said Monday. Reports said the mayor received about two-thirds of the votes, even though he died September 17th. The ballots had already been printed at the time of his death, and his name could not be removed, according to the local officials. A curfew imposed to curb the spread of the coronavirus has been lifted in the Australian city of Melbourne. The Victorian state government has said that a fall in the number of infections is allowing them to gradually relax other restrictions. The next step could be taken earlier than its scheduled date of October 26th. To achieve a COVID normal status, Victoria would need to have recorded no new infections for 28 days. Melbourne was placed into a second lockdown in July because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. U.S. ride-hailing giant Uber won an appeal to operate in London Monday after a judge ruled it was, quote, fit and proper, end quote, firm despite safety concerns. Uber, which has 3.5 million customers and 45,000 drivers in the British capital, overturned Transport for London's refusal last year to renew its operating license around the issue of unauthorized drivers. The San Francisco-based company was permitted to continue operating in London during the appeal process. Residents of a Mombasa slum won a landmark payout in July over pollution by a lead smelter that poisoned locals. Kenya's government was ordered to pay $12 million to residents within 90 days because of its failure to enforce environmental regulations, but the government has appealed the decision. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.